Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now, here is your host, Michelle Bond.
Hello, welcome to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. I am very excited about our show today. Oh my goodness, we have Betsy Thompson here talking about her new book, What Happens If I? But before we get started, there's a few things I want to mention. And that one of the first things I want to mention is that at the end of the show, the last part of the show, the last 15 minutes, I am going to be doing astrology readings for the listeners who call in. So if you want to call in to see what's going on with the eclipse pattern in your charts, make sure you call our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. So all I'll need is your birthplace, your time, and your date. Now, your time, you can find that if you don't remember on your birth certificate. So you might want to call in ahead of time so I can get your chart pulled up before the last 15 minutes. And also during that period of time, I'm going to be talking about the eclipse patterns and what's in store for us, because let me tell you, honey, we are in the eclipse patterns. They have started. They started last Thursday, and it's been very interesting because I've been working with the energy of the eclipses, and this is not really a time for us to go out and move forward with our plans. We'll discuss more of that later because Mars is not very strong, and he's the one who gives us the energy to be able to accomplish things. So what I've been doing is I have been going within, using this energy for spiritual growth, to look inside and see what's happening. And I've gotten a lot of nice revelations. It's been a very lovely experience. And how I've been working with the energy of Mars is I have been going on long walks, gardening, getting back to nature, doing some yoga, and all that kind of thing. And a very interesting thing started to happen when I started doing this. And that leads me to my What the Bleep Is That?
And now, the Michelle Bond's What the segment.
Okay. So what happened is, about a year ago or so, when my husband and I moved up here, we were staying in hotels for weeks on end as we had to find a place to live and move all our stuff and on and on and on. Anyway, as a result of that, of course, I was exposed to a lot of the conventional food that, you know, the average American eats. And I gained a lot of weight because it is not the best diet in the world. And I did not have a kitchen, you know, necessarily that I could cook in. And so we had to eat a lot of this food, and I gained a lot of weight. And I started, when I finally got my kitchen back after we moved and I started settling down, I started to lose some of the weight, but I could not lose the last 5 pounds. And I'm only 5'3", so I gained about 15 pounds during this move, and I lost 10. So the last 5 pounds I couldn't get rid of. And when you're 5'3", 5 pounds might not sound like a lot to a lot of people, but when you're 5'3", it is a lot. And the reason why I was having a hard time losing this weight is because it was cortisol weight. It was put on by stress and processed foods. And that is like the hardest weight to get rid of. So when I started just sitting back and just working with this eclipse energy and just, you know, not putting myself out there, going into meditation and all this, I managed to start to lose this weight. Because guess what? I started to work on, use the parasympathetic nervous system instead of the sympathetic nervous system, which is the fight and flight response, which causes stress and our cortisol levels to go up. So part of the key to losing weight is, of course, you do have to eat right. You do have to exercise. But a big key is also you need to find time to relax and to get rid of your stress. And that will activate the parasympathetic nervous system, and you will be able to move forward and with your weight loss. So that's great. Now, the other thing is this eclipse pattern is not a time to be going out and doing things hog wild. It is a time to nurture ideas. Let them come to fruition and nurture them. And that leads me to the philosophy of the day.
And now, the Michelle Bonds philosophy tip of the day.
And the philosophy tip of the day comes to us through the Looking Glass, Lewis Carroll, from Alice in Wonderland. "I can't believe that," said Alice. "One can't believe impossible things." "Mm-hmm. I dare say you haven't had much practice," said the Queen. "When I was your age, I always did it for half an hour a day. Why, sometimes I believed as many as 6 impossible things before breakfast." So there you have it. This is the time to nurture your ideas, not to move forward. And when you do that, my goodness gracious, you might believe or you might dream up 6 impossible things before breakfast that you can use when you go out there, when the energy has shifted, when it's time to take action. And you'll be amazed at what you'll be able to accomplish. All righty, we've got Betsy Thompson in the house. Hi, Betsy.
Hi, how are you, Michelle?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I just wanted to add a little thing to your wonderful message to others and say that whatever you can imagine, you can experience.
That is true. That is very, very true. And it's the theme of the day. I love it. I love it. Okay, you have got your book, What Happens If I Book, and it's how to make action reaction work for you instead of against you.
Okay, so
what is this book all about?
Well, it represents answers the questions that most of us have at one time or another, like what happens if I hate, what happens if I do what I love but the money doesn't come, what happens if I insist on agreement, and the answers are all based on the idea that we live in a house of mirrors run by emotional action-reaction. Therefore, it's kind of like a reference book because no matter what is happening in your life, there's a chapter in this book that explains how to deal with it in a way that creates more of what you want instead of less of what you want.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I like that. And now, Betsy, you are a writer who has a passion for communicating spiritual concepts. And so what happened in your life to trigger you to write this book?
Well, I knew emotional action reaction, how it worked, that you give something to somebody emotionally and you get it back. It's like the universe is in balance, and whatever you give, you receive, and emotionally that's what happens. I was coming home from work and I'd had a really bad day, and I was trying to figure out why I'd had such a bad day. My problem came because I didn't want to admit what I had given to somebody to explain what I had received. And as I was thinking about this, I realized that, you know, everybody wants to understand this idea that whatever you give to others emotionally, you receive back. And so I thought, well, what if I could write a book that had like a lot of chapters about what happens if I da-da-da-da-da, what happens if I da-da-da-da-da. And so from that one idea, I wrote this book, and it was amazing to me, you know, what came from the idea, because I feel like it has ideas in it that really helped to change my life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what does the subtitle mean? How I Make Action Reaction Work for You Instead of Against You?
Well, in other words, when you give an action to somebody, an emotional action to someone, it's like if you are patronizing towards another person, then you're inviting a patronizing person to come into your life. Or you're inviting yourself to be patronized. If you're cruel to another, you're inviting cruelty back. The universe thinks everything is love, and therefore the universe doesn't judge this is good, this is bad, this is wrong, this is right. It just interprets everything as love because it believes that we are expressing our idea of love. And so whatever we express as our love out into the universe sends it back to us, triple fold, because the universe loves to give us back what we say we love. So you have to make sure that you're giving to other people what you want to receive from other people.
Yeah, that's interesting. I like that, and that's true. I see that a lot in my own life. We've got to take a quick break. You are listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about Betsy Thompson's book, What Happens If I? And make sure you stay tuned to the last segment of the show where we'll talk about what's going on with the stars, and I'll do your astrology reading. Call in 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819.
Walking down this rocky road, wondering where my life is leading, rolling on to the bitter end.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
The Dr. Pat Show is moving. We're not changing times, just the channel. Starting Thursday, May 2nd, join Dr. Pat at her new home, the Voice America Empowerment Channel, every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Mark your calendars now. Dr. Pat's new home is the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We'll see you there starting May 2nd.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. We've got Betsy Thompson here, and we're talking about her book, The What Happens If I book. how to make action-reaction work for you instead of against you. And if you would like a free copy of the book, Betsy's given four of those away, make sure you call in 1-800-930-2819 for a free copy of her book. Okay, Betsy, so does this book have a specific audience?
Well, it's for those, I mean, I think it's for everyone because I don't think there's anyone who couldn't find a chapter that would help them something they're dealing with in their lives. But it's basically for those who believe that a better life is possible and they're willing to look at themselves honestly and grow from what they discover, because everything that we want to have in our lives comes from within first. First, we have to be willing to, if we want to be supported by others, we have to be willing to support others. Everything comes first from us. We act out, and then the universe knows how to support us back. So it's really about catching on to that idea that you must give to receive. I mean, it's an old saying, but it really is. We live in a balanced universe where everything, the universe is in perfect balance, or it couldn't exist. And so, therefore, everything within the universe, which is us, and everything else has to live in perfect balance too. And so it's a very logical theory. It's not hard to understand. It's only sometimes hard to be honest.
No, it's hard to be honest.
Yes, we don't like to admit that we've given the unkindness that we have received. And so we try to, I mean, that's what I did for years. I blamed everybody else for the first half of my life for everything that went wrong in my life. And the only thing I got back was a lot of other people who were ready to blame me. And so the universe thought that was my interpretation of love. So when I turned around and became accountable and said, you know, nobody else made my decisions. I decided to do this and I decided to do that. When I became accountable, my life completely turned around. I was almost homeless. And my life turned around. I had a job in 3 weeks, and I worked for 18 years and was able to retire. All from taking responsibility and saying, you know, I am responsible for the predicament I'm in, and I got myself into this predicament, therefore I can get myself out of this predicament.
Okay, now let's back up here. You said you were almost homeless?
I was almost homeless, yes.
Wow. Okay, and then you were able to overcome that.
Yes, I was able to overcome that, and what happened was I didn't even have to do very much, except I had to accept. I got to the point where I said, well, my philosophy so far certainly isn't working too well. So I have to turn around and honor who I am. And I had this gift from a very young age, from about the age of five, of being able to communicate with spirit. And I refused to acknowledge that I had this gift because I was ashamed of it. And so I sort of said, okay, I can't get any lower than I am practically right now. So why don't I just see what happens if I do acknowledge the gift? And so I said a prayer that I would acknowledge the gift, and I started writing. And 3 weeks later, I got this job that I had for the next 20 years, and that put me on my feet financially and enabled me to retire 6 years ago. So it was an amazing turnaround. That only thing I had to do was to say, okay, I'm willing to be who I came here to be. I'm willing to honor the gift.
Wow. And that's very powerful. So now the job that you got that helped you, was it one of passion? Did you love doing it, or was your love writing?
My love was writing, but this job was a very important job to me. Working for this person was important because I learned so many lessons in this job. I had so many of my mirrors popping up showing me who I was and what I had to understand about myself and what I had to understand about this idea of treating others the way you want to be treated. Be the person you hope others will be. That's what I learned from this job. And so it was a very, you know, I was where I needed to be. I really think we're all where we need to be when we need to be there. We just have to find the growth from where we are, what we're learning from where we are, how it's teaching us to love a little deeper into ourselves, love ourselves more. Because I think you can go from job to job to job to job to job if you think if you're always looking for a better job. And it's not going to be any better until your life within yourself is better, because you always find your mirror wherever you go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what, in your opinion, is the most valuable idea that your book has to offer?
It's the idea that we live in this balanced universe. It's a very powerful idea, because my light bulb came on when I finally realized that that idea that the universe thinks everything is love, you know, that there's no judgment in the universe. And it just read my aura and my as I gave my definition of love and then returned it to me. It's such a simple idea, just hard to remember, as I said before, because when things don't go, you know, it's easy to remember when life is going great, you know, you're loving everybody around you and everybody's loving you back. It's not so easy to remember when you get under stress and you're being pushed to do something you don't want to do. All those things, it's not easy. But if you remember the core idea, you know, who do I want to attract back to me? When people say to me they want to find their perfect mate, I say, well, write down a list of all the qualities you want that mate to have, and then start giving all those qualities to other people. Because if you aren't that person you want to attract back to you, that person you want to find is finding somebody else.
That's true. And, you know, that's good advice, because I give that to people as well when they come to me, wanting to know when they're going to find the perfect mate and how they get them and all that kind of thing. So, and that's true. It's very good advice. That's great. So, did you already know about Action Reaction before you wrote the book?
Well, I knew about the idea of the boomerang, or the idea, you know, that you throw the boomerang out and it comes back even stronger to you. It's just that when the boomerang was full of love, I was very happy. When the boomerang returned full of criticism and rejection, the first thing I did was look for someone to blame.
I think we all do that, but you know what happens.
We all do that. It's true. We do it. It's just like a, you know, the knee-jerk reaction. But we are responsible for the world we create around us. We are everyone. Not everybody's living the same experience on this planet Earth. We're all living our individual experiences. So we create our own personal world.
And so yeah, we do.
We do.
Yeah, and you know what happens when you're pointing one finger, there's what, four other coming back at you?
Yes.
I mean,
you know, if you go through your life like I did for, you know, so many years in the mode of, you know, whose fault is this? You know, who's responsible for this? Well, it wasn't until I said, I caused this, I'm responsible for this, that I was even able to think of what I wanted to create for myself. Because until you acknowledge who you really are and how you're really behaving, you can't change who you are. You have to admit that you are this person before you can become something different.
Right. And a lot of people like to blame their parents.
I know that
they were raised.
I know that one.
But you know, it's like, I mean, you know, if you come from a dysfunctional family, which most of us do, you know, there is some baggage. But, you know, when you become an adult, it's up to you. You know, there's nobody else. If you can't make your life work, you have to look at yourself. I mean, you know, seriously, there are things that you can do to get over conditioned beliefs that you might have had that aren't serving you, you know, that you were raised with or whatever. And it's up to you to take the responsibility to get the help you need to overcome this. But you can't keep, as an adult, blaming your parents for your life right now if you don't like the way it's panned out.
You have to find out what's good about what was good about your being raised by them instead of what was terrible about it. I mean, it's like a changing of your frame of mind. I didn't get along with my mother at all. Even as young as 5, I can remember feeling alienated from her. And so I did blame her for everything. But the thing is that the very fact that she had a philosophy that I couldn't understand, that her priorities were not my priorities, I mean, we didn't agree on anything. And it was the very fact that she was this person that propelled me to say, I must find a different philosophy and one that works for me. And, of course, when I did, it changed my life. But she was, I mean, I believe the people who give us the biggest challenges are the biggest gifts. I think that before we get here, we're planning our journey, and I probably was saying to myself, well, I need somebody who's got the opposite philosophy from me so that I can search for the one I need. And my mother probably said, oh, I'll be the person for that. I need to learn something from that lesson, too. And then we plan to come here together to give each other the gift we need to give each other.
Yeah, there's a philosophy that the people who cause the most strife in your life or where you're going to learn the most lessons from are actually the people who love you the most.
That's
because, when you're up there at that on that table or whatever, planning your life, those are the ones that will love you the most that say, okay, I'm going to be the biggest pain in your rear. You know, it's not the ones who you can get along with, you know. I mean, they love you too, but not as much. It's the ones who are going to play the bad guy are going to be the bad guy that are going to stretch themselves, go out on the limb to be that for you, are the ones who really love you the most.
Yes, because they're the ones who care that you are going to grow. They're the ones who care that you will be able to grow from the person they are to you. So, yes.
Yeah, so that's all very interesting. So we have to take another quick break. But when we're going to come back, we're going to talk some more about what's going on with the What Happens If I book. And at the end of the show, I'm going to be doing some astrology readings. So make sure you call in to our 1-800-930-2819 to get an astrology reading and to also receive a free copy of the book. So anyway, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
To the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Whoa, I love that song. Do I do? I love the energy in it. Just really is inspiring. Anyway, I love rock and roll. I'm a rocker at heart. I have to say it. We are back here, the Michelle Bond Show. We have got Betsy Thompson, and we're talking about her book, The What Happens If I Book. And before we took a break, we were talking about blaming our parents and for our lives not being good and what we can do to move forward. And that is such a big topic, isn't it, Betsy?
It is a big topic, and it doesn't have to be just your parents. I blame two ex-husbands, too. I mean, the process can go on and on and on for your entire life unless you do something to interrupt the pattern.
That's true. That's true. But you know what I have found with in my work counseling a lot of people is that a lot of times they're afraid to break out of that pattern, that victimization pattern that they put themselves into because that's how they identify themselves as being a victim. And if they lose that, then they're afraid they're not going to know how to identify themselves.
Right.
You know,
it's really a change of a way of thinking and ask yourself, well, what if the possibility exists that I chose my parents? So now I have to find out why.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you take that basic premise that, okay, maybe it's possible that I did choose my parents, why would I have done so? What have I learned because they were my parents? How have I grown because they were my parents? How have I discovered more about myself because they were my parents? What have I encouraged that's productive in my life because of what they encouraged in their lives?
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of ways you can approach it to get your frame of mind in a more productive place.
Yeah. But then what do you say to victims of child abuse?
Well, I say that life doesn't begin with this journey. Our energy has been alive forever. And who knows what those people have experienced before this lifetime. That's why it's impossible to judge the paths of others, because we have absolutely no idea why they came here, what they wanted to experience, what lessons they had, what their priorities were, how long they wanted to be here. We don't know any of that. And
mm-hmm.
so we can't judge what people are experiencing. We can only say you trust their souls. Because if you don't trust their souls, what you're really saying is the soul of that person is a real dummy. And that's impossible.
Right.
It's impossible. The soul's all wise. So the soul knows where that person needs to be and why they need to be there. And we don't need to understand. We only need to understand our own lives. So when we get so focused on what other people are doing and what their lives are like, we forget to focus on the only one we have any control over whatsoever, which is our own.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. And that's one of the keys to enlightenment is to not judge others, because you can't.
There's nothing that you have no knowledge with which to judge them.
Right, right. You don't know if you were in those people's shoes, you know, if you would do anything different.
Yes, that's true. And who knows what we lived in a past lifetime? Maybe we lived the same experience. Maybe we were that person in another situation, and we needed to live that in order to get where we are in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
It's so different than when you talk about your childhood and now. You needed to live what you lived then to live what you're living now. It's like you're building a house. You can't build a house by starting with the roof. You start with the foundation, and then you build on it. And that's what our lives are. They're building on it. And I believe we build on it from a past lifetime just as much as we do from our childhood to our adulthood here.
Yes, I find that to be true. And, in fact, one of my biggest aha moments was after I visited the Nadi astrologers in India. And these astrologers look into your past life. And, what they found out, it just made sense as to why I was born into the family and the situation that I was born into. It was because of things that had happened in my past life that put me into the situation, the karma that I had to learn in this lifetime for my soul to evolve. And so I was born where I was supposed to have been born, in the situation that I was supposed to have been born in, so that my soul could evolve.
Yes.
Yeah, it was huge.
We need to get away from the idea that one person is the aggressor and the other person is the victim. They are all together because they need to be together for whatever reason, I don't know, but I trust that their souls do know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, their souls do know. There is a chapter in your book that really caught my eye, and it's actually the last chapter in your book. It's called What Happens If I Believe in Ascension?
Yes. Well, when you believe in ascension, your soul thinks it's found heaven on earth. And the thing that you don't achieve ascension by how well known you are here. You achieve ascension by how well you know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And ascension is a process, I think, just like every other process. It's something that you learn gradually, one step at a time, and one step at a time in terms of ascension is one loving moment on top of another loving moment, because ascension is the ultimate love for self. And so mm-hmm. every time you give somebody a kind word instead of a word of criticism, your heart ascends a little bit. And if you just keep doing that, it's a process of just filling yourself with love until you represent light, and that is what you are.
Mm-hmm. And so what made you write that chapter?
It was just, I feel that all the chapters are inspired. And mm-hmm. When I opened my heart and said, what is the last chapter? This is what came to me. So this is what it's about. And I've written about it in other books too, because I think everybody, or a lot of people on the spiritual path, are very curious about it. And I was kind of surprised by the answers I got, too, that it is a step-by-step process, just like learning to play a sport is a step-by-step process. You don't just go into a game and you're the star of the game when you've never played it before. You start with the idea that it sounds appealing to you, and then you ask, you know, what is the thing that I need to do to turn the body into... It's ascension basically is a transformation of thought into matter, or of matter into thought.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it that I need to do to fill myself with love and light, because that is what ascension is all about.
Right. And then once you ascend, you actually do find heaven on earth, which is really a hard idea for a lot of people to get their brains around, especially with all that's going on in the world these days as we go through this paradigm shift, because we're going through some major changes, and major changes are not always easy, and there's a lot of resistance and a lot of stress, a lot of cortisol that gets built up during these times, and we have more and more post-traumatic stress syndrome than before. But you can't. And in fact, still ascend. And in fact, some of these events are stripping us away from old belief patterns and old ways of doing things that keep us stuck. Things are getting shaken up here a bit that we can move forward.
Yeah, I think I believe truly that when we leave here, we don't take our beliefs with us. We take the love we found from having them. So I don't think it matters what religion you're in, what philosophy you have, what's important to you. If you're loving it, you're where you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And you're
that's
doing
true.
What you need to do, and you're in the religion that's right for you. And mm-hmm. I think if everybody, I mean, that would be the ultimate. That would be the ultimate if everybody felt that way. It would be
right.
It would be an amazing world. Instead of trying to convince people that they should have your belief,
right?
Because you don't really know what belief they need, so it's not only useless. It's arrogant because we don't know what other people need to believe. And
mm-hmm.
who cares what they do believe? If they're happy in their beliefs, who would you rather be with, a person who believed what you believed and was miserable, or a person who believed in something else and was happy?
Yeah. Be with a happy person, not the miserable person. Oh, my gosh. Talk about bringing you down and a downer. Well, I've enjoyed having you on the show, Betsy. So why don't you tell our audience how they can get a hold of you?
Okay, www.betsythompson.com.
And how can they get a hold of your books?
They can get it through my website, or they can go to Amazon and put in books by Betsy Otter Thompson, and they all come up.
Okay. Yeah, so that was betsythompson.com. And you can also go to Amazon and enter Betsy Thompson, and they'll come up. You did write a book. I love the title.
You have to enter Betsy Otter Thompson in Amazon because that's my writing full name.
Okay. All righty. Thank you for correcting me on that. And you did write another book called You Are What You Think, So Make Your Thoughts Delicious. I love the title of that.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's great. Yeah. So let's put it out there. Let's think big thoughts so we can make big changes happen and reap the benefits, right?
Right.
Okay. Great, Betsy. Thank you so much for being on the show. We'll have to have you back again.
Thank you for having me, Michelle.
Okay. We have to take another quick break, but when we come back, I'm going to be talking about what's going on in the heavens and doing astrology readings. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information,
tune
visit
in to the Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
If you are new to quantum techniques, it's easy to get a free 30-minute one-on-one session with a QT practitioner. All you need to do is make a minimum purchase of $25 from our online store at quantumtechniques.com, and you will receive a session with a QT practitioner that is worth $200. Click on the Discover Health Today in the Moving Banners section near the top of our website's homepage to get more information. Take advantage of this today.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. All right, are you ready? I am going to be talking about the eclipses and what is going on in the heavens right now. All righty. Last Thursday, we had a lunar eclipse. I'm sure some of you felt it. It was very interesting because I was participating in a conference where it's a telecommunications conference, I believe is what they are called when you see it on the computer or you can call in on the phone. And it was very interesting because the conference happened about an hour before the lunar eclipse actually happened. And there were all kinds of technical glitches. I mean, the poor host of the conference, every time he spoke, he had an echo, so nobody could understand a thing he was saying. And they even shut the conference off for a little bit, and you know, to make technical adjustments, and they called him back, and again, the same thing. They couldn't fix it. So, as you can imagine, people were getting a little irritated and frustrated, and I'm just kind of watching it, just kind of laughing, because they needed to have an astrologer plan the time for the conference. I would have never scheduled a conference right before a lunar eclipse, or any eclipse for that matter. But anyway, and then I was reminded, you know, how Mars is being frustrated right now because he's combust and this eclipse is happening opposite that and everything. So people were getting short tempered and demanding that they have another teleconference at another time, and they get a transcript of everything he said. And then the poor guy's communications were a little off because he was given the questions. He had questions, but he was not giving the answers. So it didn't really do anybody any good to see the questions without the answers. So I don't know. Finally, everything just shut down, and I guess they, you know, got it all straightened out, and we'll be getting a transcript later on. But that's kind of what's going on. Things are a little crazy, and especially during this period of time with Mars not having any energy to go forward, it's not the time for you to be trying to move forward and accomplish things, because with the eclipse patterns, you're not going to be able to accomplish anything linear, okay? Because that's the way the eclipses are. They are, the symbol for them is on the back of a cobra, the cobra's head, okay? That's a symbol of Ketu's on the back of the cobra's head. And so they move like a snake does. They're not linear. And so that's what's going to happen. Anytime you try to do something linear during an eclipse, you're not going to be able to accomplish it. So the best thing for you to do is just to sit back, let your ideas germinate. And then when the eclipse patterns are over, you can move forward with gusto and accomplish whatever you want. So we have a little reprieve right now, because what's happening in the skies is all of these planets who have been eclipsed are in the nakshatra, or the house of the moon, called Barony, whose ruler is Venus. And Venus brings new birth. So Barony, the house of the moon, is good for carrying things away. It's the constellation of death, transformation, and rebirth. So this is a good time for you to develop ideas, let them sit for a while, and then in June, when Jupiter moves into Gemini and is going to be aspecting the eclipse patterns, you can carry these ideas forward into fruition. This is a time to finish up old projects and get rid of clutter in one's life. And that means not only physically, like in your house if you have a lot of clutter, or in your office if there's a lot of clutter, but also clutter in your physical body. So this is a good time if you want to lose a few pounds or whatever to go forward and do that. And it's also a good time to clean out the clutter that's in your mind, okay? And how do you do that? You go into some kind of silence or relaxation that helps you do that, or meditation, that kind of thing. Whatever works for you to kind of clear out the clutter in your mind. And you're going to come up with some ideas that you think are just going to be absolutely fabulous. And then a few days later, you're going to look at them and go, oh my God, I was crazy. What was I thinking? This is the reason why it's time to let the ideas come up, sit with them, and see what shakes out. It's not the time to go full steam ahead with all of your ideas, because some of them, quite frankly, are not that good. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. All right, so next week, what is going on? Next week, we have a solar eclipse. It is going to be on May 9th. And the solar eclipse is going to be in this house that I was just talking about of the moon, called Barony. So during this period of time, it's really important for you to take your sadhana, take the day off maybe if you can on Thursday, and clean out your house, clean out your mind, do some walking, some yoga, some tai chi, Gardening is really good for working with this energy. But, you know, if you try to push and move forward, the only thing that's going to happen is you're just going to get very, very frustrated because you're not going to be able to bring things to fruition. But this is going to change because Mars, towards the end of the month and the beginning of June, is going to move out of its placement where it is and is going to bring energy back into things. You'll be able to accomplish what you want to accomplish. And you'll also be able to see that the government will finally be able to make some decisions about things that are happening. Because right now, it ain't happening. I mean to tell you, with Mars being combust. All right. So let's look at a chart. Okay. We have Tom here who has instant messaged me. And he wants to know what's going on in his chart. Well, I'll tell you. You're Aquarius rising. And you, which is ruled by Saturn, which is in Aries right now. And so it's being eclipsed. So what's going to be happening with you is that this is a really good time for you to examine your health issues. What is going on? Venus is also being eclipsed. And this is the planet of vitality and strength. I do believe that you have health issues that are related to the food that you put into your body. And what needs to happen during this time is you need to take a real good look at that and improve your diet. By improving your diet, you are going to be able to improve your health. Okay? And so this is what the eclipse pattern is going to show you. It's going to show you the truth of what is going on in your life regarding your health. Also, it's going to be in the ninth house, which is your house of spirituality and fortune and teachers. I think that you might also be getting some new directions as where you are going spiritually. It's going to open you up to some new avenues, and I think that is really, really good. I do see an issue, though, regarding your spouse, and I think this is a real good time for the two of you to communicate, not in an angrily way, because I can see things can get really heated up, but it's a good time for you guys to maybe go into your separate corners, agree to go into your separate corners, and have a cooling off period and not argue. And issues, you could go into some counseling because there are some marital issues that could come up at this time that would give you some insight onto what you can work on to improve your relationships. So this is a time for you to have a spiritual awakening, work on your health, and work on your marriage so that you can move forward with a new outlook on life, a new outlook on your relationship, and have the healthy energy to carry through and live your life to its fullest. All righty, we have got to go. It's time to end the show. I want to thank you all for listening. And make sure that you call in next Tuesday, the last 15 minutes. I'll be doing astrology charts again. So make sure you call in so you can get your chart done. You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. I'll see you next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Have a prosperous week. Take care.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone, from the healthy to the health-challenged. And restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information.